It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. It's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. Thursday was the warm-up, now the time to get ready for Sunday's full slate of action. No better place to get in the game than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings rolling out a can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. You need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. You pick any team during week one, bet $1 on them, and you win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when using promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim, he's Ross, and this is Ask Ross. Are you ready, Mr. Tucker, for the questions?
I am. I live for this. You know that. I love it.
Brad from Pittsburgh wants to know, do you think the Big Ten and Penn State's handling of this season make James Franklin think harder about the NFL?
That's a good question. No, probably not. I mean, this is just such a unique event. I don't think that he's, you know, I don't think that COVID and the Big Ten's reaction to this pandemic is going to be what prompts James Franklin to go ahead and bolt for the NFL at some point. No.
All right. Next up is Chris from Richmond. He asks, what's the possibility of NCAA allowing draft eligible players to enter the 21 draft, and if they're undrafted or unsigned, allowing the players to return and finish out their eligibility?
I don't think that that is a can of worms that they want to open up. I think that's very unlikely. You know, they're obviously already giving everybody a free year sort of in terms of eligibility this year. I don't think that they feel the need to also do that part of it when it comes to the NFL.
All right. We're whipping through these questions. This is good, Ross.
Trying to make up for all the other years, when all the other weeks when I only get to two questions.
Well, I'll share the blame with you on that, too. I get you off track. Here's Michael from Lidditz who says, great show as always. I'm enjoying a daddy soda on my patio on this Labor Day weekend along with some barbecue. That daddy soda thing, you need to trademark that, Ross. Anyway, Michael wants to know, if Jim Delaney were still the Big Ten commissioner, is the Big Ten playing football already?
I don't know that. I feel like I'd be talking out of turn if I tried to answer that. I really don't know the answer to that. It feels like, based on everything he's done over the years, that they would have had a better opportunity or a better chance, but I can't go so far as to say they definitely would.
If you won't say it, I will. And it's just opinion, but I think if he were in place, I don't think the new guy is prepared to step up and, you know, I don't want to say make the demand, but lead the presidents where he wants them to go. I think Delaney, with his time in and his ability to throw his weight around, I'm looking for a better expression than that, I think it would have happened. All right. Mike from Dover asks, hey, Ross, I enjoyed your commentary last Saturday in the Army-Middle Tennessee State game, but why wasn't there any mention of Middle Tennessee's poor clock management at the end of the first half?
You know what? It happened so quickly, and I was almost confused by it that I missed it. And the thing is, right when the play-by-play guy said there was like 45 seconds left, Jim, in the first half, and they had first and goal at the three, right? So you're thinking, okay, and two timeouts. So at that point, I was like, all right, time's not really going to be a factor here. I had said earlier on the drive that they were trying to run as much of the clock off as possible while still scoring, said Army couldn't get the ball back. Well, with 45 seconds left, it's funny. Things happen. So, and by the way, the net result is it was a major mistake by me. You know, I've told people this. I felt like, Jim, I was a player and I had a great game, but I gave up a critical sack during the two-minute drill. And that's really what I felt like, because it's, because, you know, CBS harps on it so much, those end of half, end of game situations. But what's crazy is it was like the worst, most egregious clock mismanagement I've ever seen. So it almost like it happened so fast, it threw me off. I mean, there's 45 seconds left and it's first and goal at the three, two timeouts. There's a bad snap. He bobbles it. He scrambles around for a little bit, then he's tackled. So I'm talking about how it's the second or third fumbled snap they've already had and how the center got hurt earlier in the game. Now it's a freshman center. Meanwhile, then my producer says, well, they actually switched center. My producer's in my ear saying they actually switched centers during this drive. So then the play-by-play guy is, well, they actually switched centers. Now it's number 68, Luke Harris or whatever. Then they snap the ball and they throw it out to the receiver. He gets tackled. And my play-by-play guy says, that'll do it. That's the end of the half. And I distinctly remember thinking, Jim, like, what the heck just happened? And it happened so fast. And it was like, you just never see that. They had two timeouts and they only got two plays off inside the 5-yard line. It threw me off because, I mean, obviously it threw the Middle Tennessee State coach off. Like it threw them off. It threw me off that their clock management was that bad. But ultimately, it's on me. I'll take it. I own it. That's the thing about being on TV or on the radio or being a broadcaster. You know, I got all kinds of praise during that game. You know, people tweeting, Ross is awesome. You know, Neil Hornsby from Pro Football Focus said, I'm one of the top 5 college or NFL analysts. Like, you get all this praise, and that's cool. But then when you mess up, you get criticism, and you deserve it. I mean, that's what it's like to be in the big boy chair. And it just happened so fast, Jim. Honestly, my biggest regret is that I realized it right away. Like right when my play-by-play guy, Ben Holden, said that that'll do it for the first half, I wanted to say, what the heck just happened there? Why didn't they use their timeouts? What is going on? But, you know, it's a long story, but the producer was saying, we got to get to the halftime show. You're not allowed to have anybody else in the booth. So usually you have a spotter, a statistician, a stage manager that gives the play-by-play guy the card to say, up next, it's the Ram truck halftime show or whatever. Meanwhile, the play-by-play guy is looking around for that card to say who the sponsor is of the halftime show. And we go to break. And as soon as we went to break, I hit the talk back button to my producer. I said, they just screwed up royally. We need to talk about that when we come back from halftime. And so we did. We talked about their turnovers and then the end of the first half clock management. But in terms of what people post on social media and stuff, it was too late. So ultimately, unfortunately, it was a big miss by me to answer the question. It bothered me for a couple days, but then sort of like a player, you got to move on. I mean, you know, you're not going to be perfect. You got to move on, and started prepping for Louisiana Monroe Army and Steelers Giants and move on to the next week, because dwelling on last week's not going to help me have a great broadcast this week.
Next week's a new game. Go 1-0 this week, Ross. But I'll tell you what, I have two thoughts based on what you said. Number one is, when people ask, how could these teams screw up the clock management? I think what you just explained, what you dealt with in the booth, probably multiply it several times over with the confusion and craziness on the sideline that causes the problem. That's my one thought. But on the flip side, and I believe you and I have discussed this before, how in the world can you not have just a guy, like you said, about that third man around the booth for the reminder and stuff. How could you not have that guy on the sidelines who's just watching the clock and watching this situation, who is right there next to the head coach, reminding him what he needs to do with managing the clock? How could they not have that, Ross?
You know, it was the first game. Everybody's missed a lot of practice time with the COVID stuff. And like I said, there was a lot of first game mistakes, certainly more for Middle Tennessee than there were for Army. And that was obviously a big one. And I'm sure the coach was very frustrated. Whoever was responsible for that sort of dropped the ball clearly.
All right, let's go to Chris in State College. And he starts with, sorry, Jim, it's a long email. Edit it as you see fit. But his question is, the Big Ten names you, Ross Tucker, to a committee to make the Big Ten football better. What is your agenda? He lists some examples like reversing this decision starting in the fall, changing the divisions, getting rid of the ninth divisional game. You have full power to suggest whatever you want, Ross. What do you do to make the Big Ten better?
Whew. That's a pretty open-ended question right there. I got to tell you, I think this is a tough one for me. I think something needs to be done with the divisions. It just doesn't feel like they're very balanced, you know, and I don't think that this was a factor in his decision, but think about like Nolan Rucci for a second, right? You go to Wisconsin, you are the clear favorite to go to the Big Ten championship game and have a great chance at the Rose Bowl every year, every year. Whereas you go to Penn State, man, you're battling Michigan. Obviously Ohio State is the top dog typically in the East, but you're battling Michigan. Michigan State's pretty good as well. I mean, it doesn't feel balanced to me. And I think the Big Ten needs Nebraska to get back to where Nebraska used to be, or to keep having Minnesota come along, Iowa come along. It just feels like, if you're talking about sort of blue blood perennial top 10 programs, there's three in the Big Ten East and zero in the Big Ten West. Now, Wisconsin's close. They're trying to get there, but they're not there. And so, or maybe they're not there perception-wise. Maybe they actually are there realistically. But that's sort of where things are at right now. So that's probably what I would say.
I agree 100%. That's it for Ask Ross. Stick around in quarter number four. We'll name our winner and we'll bring back Bob and Andy.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is rolling out a can't-miss offer for Sunday's action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 1, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.